This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Members of the EU meeting in Brussels today are telling Britain they will not begin negotiating any exit strategy until the UK formally applies to leave the Union. That may not happen until current Prime Minister David Cameron leaves office, possibly in the fall. Cameron has now left the Brussels meetings. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been following developments from London. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, David.
So some commentators there saw this EU meeting as something of a Last Supper for Mr. Cameron. What sort of reception did he get in Brussels?
Well, pretty frosty. The atmosphere actually was described as very sad and full of regret. But in his parting remarks to the press, Prime Minister Cameron warned his own country that in the negotiations over Brexit, the UK's not going to get full and unfettered access to that single EU market of 500 million consumers, as well as restrictions on the automatic right of any EU citizen to settle in the UK.
It is impossible to have all of the benefits of membership without some of the costs of membership. That's something the next British government is going to have to think through very carefully.
Since many, perhaps most of the Brits who voted for Brexit were voting for a curb on mass EU migration, that trade-off between single market access and free movement is going to be a very tricky issue.
And what about the other 27 meeting in Brussels here? Any sense they're in the mood for compromise?
Not at all. They are very keen not to encourage Eurosceptics in their own countries. Mark Rutte, the Dutch Prime Minister, one of the UK's closest allies, told the BBC that Britain was collapsing as a result of the Brexit vote, and that should serve as a warning to the citizens of the other member states.
Parts of the UK want to break away. The main political parties are in disarray. The pound is at the level it was in 1981. So everybody thinking it's a good idea to leave the single market. This is what happens.
There's no doubt the UK is facing a rough ride, however. Three major UK corporations, a cell phone operator, a low-cost airline, and a credit card company have reportedly said they may move their headquarters out of Britain and into the EU if the UK doesn't secure access to the single market. So life after Brexit is not going to be a cakewalk.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Thank you, David.